Tuesday, 30th of June, 1998. Late afternoon. Outside the council chamber at Hannibal House, Elephant and Castle Shopping Centre, South London. Five young men leave a public inquiry. A crowd has gathered.
It looks like a city. You can see buildings in the background, although they're masked by trees. It looks like a road. They look like they're walking over a bridge on a road.
It looks like a fight is either about to start or it's just in the process of being broken up.
I can see people fighting, I think. I can see young guys. It looks like a picture taken out of a movie, maybe, because he looks like a movie star. The other guys look like students, and he's got sunglasses.
My name's Amy McCabe, I'm Peter Edwards of The Guardian. Well, this was a very big day for us, the Lawrence Inquiry, very Guardian-esque story. We've been following the story for a long while. We've been campaigning to get the inquiry on its way, and here it was, these guys are giving their evidence.
There's a scuffle going on, the man turning away from it and another jumping towards him.
This picture came over on the wires, one of about, 50 pictures came in on this subject, and it just was so powerful. I remember the energy of it, the hatred in it, the violence in it was just incredible. And also all five people were in the picture, and I think this is the amazing thing. Often in news stories where you're covering a large number of people, you'll get one or two or whatever, but here they are all together, all fighting, all angry.
The shadow of a policeman watching, he doesn't need to be coming in the scene at all.
From this guy's hands here, it could be that there was things being thrown. It looks as if he's trying to protect himself.
Paul Hackett, great photographer, got the picture. I mean, he would argue probably on the day that just had to be in the right place, right elevation, because you have to be a little bit higher to get up above the policeman and the crowd.
This guy with the white shirt here looks as if he's about to hit someone out of shot.
I don't think this picture needs the crowd in it, because the crowd are involved in the picture. You can feel them, you can hear them. You know they're yelling and shouting, you know they're throwing things at these guys. Because the guys are reacting to that. So they're there, and even though they're not stated in the picture, they are there. And the police are just around the corner, you just feel it. And you just feel this is a little bubble that's been captured by Paul Hackett that was just so perfect.
Angry. Yeah, lots of anger, that's what I see.
For me, it's the anger in the picture that is really so important. It gives the energy of rough and tumble. And all five guys are being pulled back and pushed along, and nobody's in there helping them. You don't often see pictures of people fighting in the street.
Intimidated.
Fear.
Definitely intimidated. If I've seen all the men coming at me like that, I'd be very afraid.
Angry.
They seem to be very... They're aggressive, but they seem to be getting a lot of aggression from the crowd as well. You can tell they're very defensive. They're
panic.
Yeah.
He just looks really, really angry. He looks like he wanted to kill someone. Looks dangerous.
If I was actually there, I'd be panicking.
It makes me feel a bit frightened. I wouldn't like to have been on the street and this was happening.
Broadside of eggs as five endure a gauntlet of hate.
Nasty little thugs.
The five suspects in the Stephen Lawrence inquiry ran a gauntlet of hate yesterday, pelted with eggs and vegetables by jeering demonstrators.
More scuffles as suspects deny killing teenager.
Boris Johnson, writing in the Daily Telegraph.
It was a scene straight from the bonfire of the vanities. The BBC cameras rushing around in the crowd, the television stars doing their pieces to camera, with chanting blacks in the background. As soon as the five white youths came down the ramp, the roar turned to a shriek. They were walking ahead of platoons of policemen, as though the coppers wanted nothing to do with them.
my voice, the louder I will sing. You hide behind walls of Jericho, your lies will come tumbling.
It's such a picture of our times, sadly, and that's why I think it will, you know, as we reach the end of the century, will be used again and again. The power of a still photograph is it lingers in the mind. You study it. You don't study a frame on television. You look at a lot of pictures, and you often remember what somebody says on television. You know, today there was a riot, today there was trouble in Kosovo. And I think in this picture, the still picture, still resonates much more than the footage. I've seen this bit of footage many, many times, and it always reminds me of Paul's picture, and it's because Paul's picture has the strength to tell you a story in one frame.